Check, check.
This is the Uncensored Podcast with Robert Pepo.
Do you think people will vote for me?
What's up, everybody? This is Uncensored with Robert Pepo, number 36. I appreciate you guys rocking with me. Thank you for being patient with me. I've gotten a lot of messages about, yo, bro, when's the next one coming out? You got to stay more consistent. Listen, I agree. Consistency trumps talent. Consistency wins. Consistency is what builds a foundation. I get it and I appreciate it. I'm happy to see that people are looking for the content and just engaged with it. And generally just want me to keep doing my thing because that's how shit works. When you keep doing something, things happen. But this last like 4 weeks that I've been off podcasting has been probably the last 2 weeks of the most productive time in the last 2 years for me. We're coming close to our time to franchise and actually launch the program. We're about, I don't know, maybe 12 weeks out from that. And so we're in this phase of everything conceptually is done. Everything from the attorneys, all the actual FDDs, trademarks, all that has been gone through already. This is now, did I build it right phase, which is now taking it to the team, talking about it section by section, addressing it, confirming that it makes sense, what I've did conceptually with Alex and I, making sure that it is accurate, making the changes necessary, and then, so that's just about finished as of yesterday, which a little bit more coming up this week. And then the last phase before launch is testing it. So my goal for that is testing it with our employees one by one and all that and going over it, making sure it's sound. And then bringing in someone from the outside as a new, you know, owner operator or franchise partner of ours who gets awarded their franchise, how they will function it. Someone who doesn't have a working knowledge of what we do, no experience in our business and how it works. So that's coming up in November. Then it's time to go. So all of that takes an extreme amount of time. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about the journey and how much goes into that. And what I have seen over my years in different genres of business, in the army, with fitness, with injury, with recovery, with all the evolutions of life that I've gone through, I've started to really hone in on some shit that works and cut the shit that doesn't work. So this is number 36 about the journey. Okay. And one more thing about podcasting, I always say I might have guests on and shit, which I am. And I know a lot of people. I don't fuck with a lot of people, but I know a lot of people. And it's hard to coordinate schedules with someone like me. So I'll take some responsibility for that because I'm very busy and I'm hell bent, dead set on the fuck I'm going to do, which makes it extremely difficult for me to prioritize other time for something like podcasting, which I really like and is adding to what I'm doing for sure. But it does not take priority over the things that are really fucking crushing right now and the things that are setting up everything else that I get to do. And other people's schedules are busy too, right? So if I have a good guest on, it's clear they're probably a good guest because they're doing something. And so it's hard to coordinate that. But it's going to happen. I got some people, man. I had to move some things around. Almost did one, then couldn't get it to happen. So shit's happening. Don't you worry. But either way, I'm going to always try and deliver some valuable content. And this is yet another one of those. So I appreciate you guys once again. So the journey. Okay. Tell me one great thing that has come from comfort or laziness or doing the average. Okay. I have this thing that I like to tell people about what it takes to just be a little bit better, which is above average. That sets you apart from everybody else. So I got this like baseline, right? So you got a baseline here. And if everyone is at this baseline at the same, and you just do that little bit more, you automatically set up above them and make yourself seen as someone doing more, better. And really when no one else does that, even when you do a little bit more, it looks like a lot more because no one's doing it. Okay. Think about that when I start to tell a few of these stories today, in that none of this is fucking extremely difficult or some wild concept or something you have to go to school for, whatever. There's no prerequisites to this. It's literally just a little extra in what I'm about to say. And if you apply that, you can really make a difference bigger and better than you probably would have thought, because that's exactly what happened to me. And once you do that, then it really does compound on itself, okay? Now, tell me one great thing that's come from negativity or bad attitude, okay? So one of my biggest pet peeves is not necessarily if you're good at something, if you're smart, if you're strong, whatever it may be, my biggest pet peeve is a bad attitude. Because a good attitude can literally bridge the gap of anything you want to do, and a bad attitude will literally, to me and from my mentors and everything I've seen, it will literally remove opportunities from you, even if you're fucking qualified. And so you see this in life when people might be really good, but if they just can't vibe with you, if it's just not clicking, if you just have some fucking attitude or whatever, negativity and shit, people just don't want to be around that. Especially high level people do not want to be around that. And that's just a fact, right? So I literally just fucking remove that. So there's no great shit that comes from that, then remove it. So I'm thinking in my life, I look around what works and provides and adds, and then what subtracts, what do people not want to be around, what do people not like, and I remove it. It is really fucking simple. And if you can purge that, you set yourself up for the opportunities that will come in whatever you do, okay? You don't have to go to the levels that I want to go to. That's no problem. That's for me. That's my shit. That's my goal. But no matter what, it will help you in whatever you're doing. If you're a teacher, if you're a bus driver, if you're in public works, just in general, it will probably give you a better work environment. It'll give you opportunity. It'll give you friends, which makes things better. There's no downside to removing the bullshit and adding in or only doing the things that add, okay? So I've come up with this concept also with that negativity, bullshit, and I'm calling it the stop, okay? It's the point that most people stop. And I found that they're pretty predictable. So predictable stopping points for people. Some that I've heard over the years are, I'm not going to do that. I don't get paid enough for that. Oh, I don't get paid to do that. That's their job. I'm not going to do it. That is literally precisely what's going to hold you back from getting paid more or getting an opportunity or getting to move up to have a better cush, easier, quote unquote, easier time to not do the things that you might not want to do. And if you don't do that or even prove that you can do that, you will literally never have the opportunity to do that. In fact, I think this point is one of my major tenets that I keep in my head, that I'm always willing to do something that I have not been asked to do, not been paid to do. Maybe far, in fact, a lot of this shit I've done is far beyond what I'm capable of doing. But I at least go for it and risk it, okay? Because I want the next best thing. I want the best outcome possible. If I'm going to invest and trade my time for something, I want a good outcome, all right? So if I don't do those things, I'll never have that next step. So a lot of people get held back and they see it in black and white. Let's just do something simple here. I'm hired to do this. You're paying me this much, and that's what you're going to get. The things you do don't have to be a career, but if they are, especially if they are your career or you're in a company that's doing something or you grow, you can move up, whatever, literally probably the worst thing you could do is say, no, I'm not going to do that, or don't do enough, don't do more, because then you're stuck in your same position. You are literally putting yourself in your position. A lot of owners, bosses, CEOs, higher level managers, they see everything. So we don't look at just what you've gotten done. That's basic. That's the average. That's what you should do. we look at personality, going above and beyond. And again, this is not a far above and beyond. This is not an expectation of something that you came up with and invented and did and look at this and brought this in. It's not even that at all. It's quite literally just doing it that I can tell that you're doing it the best that you can from my perspective. So when someone's looking at you, they're going to be also looking at that too. I've seen that in all of the things that I've done from all of my mentors and all of the books that I've read. That's a resounding theme, okay? So that's one point. Some people take it in like a time marker. One, they severely underestimate how long or how much effort something will take. Okay, they invest a little time and they think some shit's gonna happen. Maybe even 3 years, let's say 5 years. And then when it doesn't happen, they're like, fuck, you know, I've done all this time. I should be somewhere else. You think you should be. We all think we should be somewhere else. We all think we should earn more. We all think we should get the time off. We all think we should travel more. We all want the nicer-ish thing, okay? I don't care what anybody says. Materialistic, time off, all of that is literally the same thing. It's just what you're working for. And most people have to work in your life to provide. That's just the way it fucking is. But people do not ever cross that I'm going to do more threshold. They most oftentimes in my experience have stopped short of that, which then literally undoes what they are actually trying to do. This stopping point in time is sort of made up because there's not many things that are like literally structured exactly how it will go. Most things will not go how you think they were going to go. Most things will not happen in the way in which you've planned them. The most meticulous plans, they will change. Okay. I had this shit planned out for Pepos. Not only one, my father's been doing it a long time. We've had it a long time. I've been in it a long time. I developed it for a long time. And I'm literally still changing things today. That path is never straight and it's never in an exact time frame. You can do your best to plan, but it is unrealistic to say, well, I'm going to do this. Now, set goals for sure. I'm a goal-oriented, I need a thing to work for type of person. I set time frames to give me right and left limits, right? But if it doesn't happen in the time frame, you got to think about why and how and all of that. And a lot of it is people holding themselves back. So take a good hard look at yourself like I did, literally asking myself, am I doing whatever as much as I can do? And the answer was no. Am I as efficient as possible? The answer was no. Am I making shit up to seem like things are harder? Yes, I was. Once you remove those things, you give yourself the opportunity. You give yourself the opportunity, not anybody else. Whatever you're in, you might have somebody above you. We all have something or someone to kind of answer to, even when you're your own boss, because I don't run independently, okay? There are things that go on that I have to fucking deal with. But if I take these principles and apply them, I can mostly control that and then adapt and move accordingly, okay? A lot of people can't get past that point and they stop and they hold themselves back or they go to try something new and they have to repeat that fucking process, which then actually becomes a longer time frame to wait for whatever fucking goal you're trying to get to when you should have just done the first thing in the first place and would have been way farther along. You're giving up all this compound interest of time, knowledge, working with people, developing relationships, and you're throwing it all away. Even when you get to the point where you're like, oh, I moved up, I'm good, that's just built your foundation, okay? It would be really fucking dumb to throw that away, okay? And not take that foundation and let it put you to the next spot and not have to redo or rework what you've done, all right? So this is a simple concept that you have the ability to control. That's the point. So the takeaway from that is simply change your stopping point. Think about what you can do. It's like a person, I'll take me. If I ran a 5K, okay, cool. I've not ran a half marathon. How am I going to do that? I just got to run a little more. I just changed my stopping point. I didn't know that I could. I knew that it might suck. I knew I didn't know what to do. I knew I didn't have my hydration correctly. I knew all of that. But I was like, fuck it. I can probably figure it out. I could probably try. I could probably do a little research because Google has fucking everything. You could literally ask a mentor. You can fucking find anything you want to change your stopping point, but you have to find it within yourself and think about the reasons, okay? And to me, it's pretty fucking simple. When you do that, mistakes happen. Failures happen, okay? That's true. I've been through them all, quite literally, from losing money, having no money, thinking it was something was correct when it wasn't, making a change, and I'm like, oh, this is so good, without actually thinking and evaluating it in the process in which I do it today. Okay, so my process in which I do that today is like, should I do it? Can I do it? Does it make sense to do it? Is it going to work in what we do? And what does that change have a butterfly effect on? Okay, if I don't think about all of that now at scale, that becomes a big fuck up. Okay, that's why I'm so hell-bent now on doing the things that I'm doing correctly, because I know I don't want to have to go back, because the future is going to present its own bullshit that I have to deal with. I am not going to go back and rework some of the stuff I can definitely do now, okay? When you understand that mistakes happen, failures happen, you should also then understand that so much more happens on the other side of that, okay? When you get to the other side, you can do literally anything, basically, because you've gotten yourself to the next level. And if you don't stop that, it only stops when you want it to, okay? Things will get hard, but here's how I think about it. Everything kind of in history and evolution has been hard until it's done. The 4-minute mile, no one thought it could be broken until it was, and then it was repeated, okay? So clearly it was able to be broken, right? Airplanes. Clearly we are able to fly, okay? It seemed like a ridiculous undertaking, like it was never going to happen until it did, and now you can go fucking anywhere, all right? The same concepts apply to your life. It seems hard to get out of debt, but with a plan and some thinking, you can do that. It seems hard to save money to open a business. It took me a long time, but it did it. Now it's not hard to me. Now I understand what I have to do because I went through that hard thing that people usually fucking stop at because they don't think they can do it, or maybe they don't want to do it. I get that. I don't want to do hard shit. Sometimes I don't want to go to the gym in the morning, all right? I don't think I've ever wanted to run a marathon other than to see if I could do it, but I have done it over and over, all right? These things that are hard are only hard until you do them and get in it and start to learn and becomes your new norm, okay? That's kind of the evolution of life. Having kids, if you never had kids before, you don't know what to do. It's hard. You're tired, all this. And then it gets a little easier, a little easier, a little easier. You find your way. That is the same, okay? That is the same in life at all points, okay? And at some point, you're going to have to decide, okay? If you don't want an average, mediocre life, good for you. My content here is for the person who fucking wants more, okay? There's a point that you have to decide in whatever you're doing. Is it worth it? Am I getting anything out of this? Should I put more in? And why am I not getting any more out of this? And at that time, decisions can be made to either stop what the fuck you're doing or evaluate how you're doing it, what you're doing, what you're putting in. Is it your fault? Is it someone else's fault? Is it a combination of those things? Once you evaluate that and then you decide, you will have to make a choice and you risk that unknown, that fear, that doubt. For me, lack of resources, or not a lack of support, but a lot of people have a lack of support. And that's why a lot of my things are based on you as an individual, the things that you can control. We cannot control anybody else, no matter how close we are to them. Everyone is their own individual. But all that, you can still make shit happen because humans are pretty fucking resilient, crafty, smart. And if you truly do want something, it's very likely you can get it. You just need to figure out how. And if you listen back, there are plenty of resources, myself included, that can help you how. I don't have all the fucking answers, but one thing I do have is the willingness to figure it out, help someone, learn, apply, try, fail, all that bullshit. I am willing to do that. And with that, I feel like I can win no matter what. Literally anything I try and do, I feel like, okay, I've removed all the shit. This is how I do things. Everything I do is going to work. And if it doesn't, I'll stop it quickly, right? Fail quickly is, you know, the ad word, the buzzwords, fail quickly. Okay, but literally, that's sort of exactly what I'm saying here. Do these things. Introspection first, check yourself, see what you're doing good or bad, and then get the fucking work on it, okay? What is your story going to be, okay? A good story has a good start, has a really good story. Maybe it's tumultuous, maybe it's wild, maybe it's up, maybe it's down. Maybe it's not this straight path, right, that not many people have. And then it has a really good ending, okay? So what is your ending? Because my story is being written right now, and I already see and envision my ending. What's yours?
This is the Uncensored Podcast with Robert Pepo.
Do you think people will vote for me?